We are joined by Attorney Jeff O'Brien for our weekly Three and Out, three different stories, mostly evolving around sports. And we're going to get started. We're not talking specifically about the 87-75 win by South Carolina over Caitlin Clark in Iowa. It's a shame, though, that they, tight and rebounding was just too much. And Caitlin Clark, despite having 18 points in the first quarter, it was not one of her better games. A lot of missed three-pointers and she had more turnovers than I think she's had in a game in her career. However, what a spectacular career. And everybody's talking about it, including the vice president, which are with our first item of the day.
Yeah, you know, I think there's no question, Bob. I think that this women's tournament this year goes down as the best ever. I mean, the superstars, the games. I mean, the Iowa-UConn, Iowa-LSU final, which got a perfect. You end up with South Carolina with a perfect record. Caitlin Clark goes out as the top scorer of all time. But the vice president last week was doing an interview and said that brackets weren't allowed in the women's tournament until 2022, which is not the case. Now, granted, the phrase March Madness was not allowed to be used for the women's tournament before 2022. So maybe that's what she meant.
Who knows what she's inside that head of hers. I mean, basically the standard bearer of her party, Barack Obama, they threw up there the Barack Obama's women's picks back in what was it 2013 or no before then when he was president. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I say, she's the kid in school that does the book report without having read the book. So the brackets were allowed well before 2022.
Yes, she's a heartbeat away from being president. All right. Item two.
So this is interesting. You know, back to staying on Caitlin Clark, Diana Taurasi, who former UConn, WNBA star, has a podcast now, was throwing shade at Caitlin Clark, saying your reality is about to set in. You're not going to be playing against 18-year-old girls. Kind of playing down her talent. And on a similar vein, Lynette Woodard, who, had a scoring record way back when she was at Kansas before it was, part of the NCAA or whatever.
AIAW, I think, back then.
Now comes out and says, I don't really think that Caitlin Clark broke my record. Now, I like Lynette Woodard. I can remember she broke the barrier with the Globetrotters. She was the first woman playing with the Harlem Globetrotters right out of college.
Yeah, good for her.
But I don't the amount of hate that's or the shade that's being thrown by former or retired women's basketball stars against Caitlin Clark, really, I mean, it's like you can tell they're green with envy because she's about to, she has already fundamentally changed the sport, and I anticipate that she'll continue to do so. When she enters into the WNBA. So it's just not a kind of an icky thing there.
With Taurasi, people are, she's somewhat relevant, but Lynette Woodard, she should be thanking Caitlin Clark for people mentioning her name again. Nobody knew who this, most of America had no idea who these people, even Taurasi did not know the name until Caitlin Clark has come around. And I mean, the men's tournament is tonight, and I really don't care. I'll watch it maybe, but I was more interested in this one.
Yeah, no, the superstars, between Clark, Reese, Bookers,
Cardoso is one heck of a player, center.
And the South Carolina has got a St. Michael Albertville grad as a freshman.
Tessa Johnson, who, by the way, was the star of the scoring star for that team.
Yeah. So, I mean, you look at what's coming out of the women's college level, and if assuming they go into the WNBA, I mean, I can see, remember how defunct almost the NBA was before Magic Johnson and Larry Bird arrived and brought that college rivalry into the NBA. I know Angel Reese has declared for that for the draft. You have the same kind of rivalry with her and Caitlin Clark going into their pros. Bookers will be there. I know she's coming back.
Beckers, Paige Beckers from Hopkins.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of good talent coming in. The WNBA may finally become something here. You know, with all the where the place to be with all the superstars if they continue. And so I don't really get. Yeah, maybe there's some, you know, anger of, well, we did it, you know, we aren't getting the love that we had way back when, but you know what? Times change.
They do change, and they should be thankful that what Caitlin Clark has done. I mean, yep. No woman in any sport, not that you could, Billie Jean King, when she did the thing, you know, when she played way back
Bobby
when,
Riggs.
Bobby Riggs, okay, that yep. brought attention to it, but no one has done more for their sport. Tiger maybe would be the only other one, but golf wasn't exactly teetering or obscure. So no. I will say it, no athlete has done more for her sport than Caitlin Clark in terms of turning it from a sport that a small amount of people cared for to now. I mean, the viewership numbers will be off the charts for this yeah. championship game. They were off the charts for the previous two games, the game with UConn and before that, the game with LSU. She
like
has brought
said,
it.
Yeah, and like you said, Bob, the men's championship game is almost anticlimactic compared to last
year. Yeah, I don't Purdue-UConn. Whoop-dee-doo. All right, item three.
Item three, well, interesting segue there. You always have a good way of doing the segues, Bob. You mentioned about Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs and men versus women. We've got Don Staley, the head coach of the now national champion South Carolina Gamecocks. In an interview, I think it was Saturday, a little press conference, saying that trans athletes should be allowed in women's sports.
You know, this is baffling to me that she would say that, because you got the World Athletics, the group, has basically said, no, we're not going to have trans athletes compete at the world level, which is impacting, you know, some track and field athletes. And yep. This is how I've always said it. I don't, however you want to identify, you can identify that way. But if you're biologically a male, you should not be competing against women. And I actually am very surprised that more women's groups have not spoken out against this. There are women speaking out against it.
Yeah, most notably Riley Gaines and you know, the group of women that, athletes that have filed the lawsuit. But we're seeing stories, Bob, of female athletes being injured in contests where they're competing against biological males. And again, like you, I feel the same way. I don't care how you want to identify, but if you are a biological male playing in a sporting contest, particularly in one that involves, you know, physicality and contact, it's not just about the, you know, outperforming the women, taking away scholarships and other types of opportunities. But the risk of physical injury is certainly greater to the women. And, you know, especially coming off of, like, this moment we're at right now with the women's basketball tournament is such a defining moment for women's sports. Why would you throw that all away?
She clearly wants to be considered politically correct.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear what the LSU coach thinks about that. Did anyone ask her?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, the thing is, It's why ask that question? You're sitting here a day before the championship game and throwing that question.
Well, because that person, they were looking
for an answer,
looking for a soundbite, and the Iowa coach handled it very well. She said, "Hey, we're here to play for it in the national championship," and that's what Dawn Staley should have said. She shouldn't have played into that, because clearly it's someone looking with an agenda question. And they're looking for, and they got the sound bite that they wanted. So good for them. All right. Jeff, as always, greatly appreciated. Attorney Jeff O'Brien, the BS show will take a quick break, and we will be right back.